This is a Baby Brunch podcast.
Bullying is a complex issue. It requires a creative, year-long, multi-pronged approach when it comes to bullying. And I want parents to understand how important, they're the most important part to this prickly puzzle. And that's why it's super important that we have these open and honest conversations with our kids from young. Because bullying, actually, there's evidence that bullying starts as young as kindergarten.
This podcast is supported by Epimax Baby and Junior. The range of Epimax Baby and Junior Gentle All-Purpose Emollient Moisturizers is an all-day, everyday favorite for babies and children. Give your child a good start to every day by nourishing and protecting their skin with Epimax.
We've started putting all of our experts' biographies live on our website, babybrunch.co.za. Why? So that you can have a closer look as to who we are chatting to and also to see what they have to offer. Well, today's guest, Eleni Theodora, she's a celebrated speaker as well as a children's author. She's a bullying prevention and wholesome social emotional learning educator. So amazing. She wrote a book that I read for my children the other day. We got to page 4 and unfortunately they fell asleep, but I'm sure you're going to take us through the book. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome all the way from New Jersey, Eleni Theodoro.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you for this lovely opportunity to connect with you, Alana, and your lovely audience. It's a bright and early morning here in New Jersey, and I'm very excited to share our adventures this side with your audience.
So, I must tell you, Cape Town is warm. Gauteng is warm and stormy. We've got big thunderstorms.
Oh,
but then there's also the wave of what I am not ready for. And I must tell you, Eleni, I was quite excited, but also very fearful to talk about bullying this week. We've had another very interesting educator in our space this week. And when we had an opportunity to speak to you this week, I said to myself, I am not ready. But you make it seem so much easier with Knock or the Night, a book that you've written specifically here in South Africa that aims to spread awareness and educate children about bullying prevention. Tell me about the book.
Sure. So I wrote the first book in the series as part of it was part of a play therapy assignment I attended in Pretoria many, many moons ago. And I remember getting the case study from the professor. We were asked to write a story so the child in the case study could relate to that. I scribbled it in pencil, handed it in, and didn't give it another thought until about 2015 when I had a conversation with my mom saying, you know, you were always good at creative writing. Why don't you put pen to paper and publish a book? And at the time, I was commuting 3 hours a day back and forth to New York City for work. And I was like, what do I know about publishing a book? And as any good mom would do, gave me some tough love and told me to figure it out. So here we are, figured it out. I was welcomed by the South African Consul General in New York City to launch both books, 1 and 2. So we got to celebrate with fellow South Africans. And the first book really is about Noko, my porcupine, who hears is about to become a big brother, has all these big emotions inside, doesn't know what to do with them or what to make sense of, and accidentally hurts Inyoka, the snake, his friend in the bush veld. And that really sparks off the conversation about how we treat one another, whether we know each other or not. And I published the book, not really sure which way I was going to go with it. And I said, well, you know, I have my background in psychology and various other courses I had taken. Let's put something together for the kids. And I literally just went to any library that would welcome me here, did little story times with them, did the activities with the kids. And eventually I inadvertently became an anti-bullying advocate and speaker. So here we are. I have 3 books in my series now in English, Spanish, Afrikaans, and Greek. And I've been very fortunate that not only my books, but my bullying prevention assemblies and workshops are being well received here at schools in America.
I mean, we want to be part of this because a lot of the people on our platform obviously aren't educators. You know, a lot of them are new moms. Perhaps they're not even thinking of bullying yet because they are still concerned about new baby. But we do cater for as many moms and families and dads and just everyone who is even trying to understand themselves on this platform. I'm really proud because your Knock of the Night series has also been translated into a theatre performance with the Children's Theatre in Parktown. So, I mean, for something that is so powerful that can literally put anti into bullying, we want to be part of this movement. How can moms get hold of Knock of the Night to, first of all, read to their families?
Thank you for your question. They are available on our website, knockothenight.co.za. I also have free resources on the website for parents. And at the back of each of the books, there are a series of questions related to the story that allow for us to have open conversations with our children about who the characters are, how they responded, conflict resolution, different themes around bullying and social emotional literacy. We're also now able to offer schools that are interested our curriculum training. So we do that virtually for schools, and so that we can come at this topic as holistically as possible. Bullying is a complex issue. It requires a creative, year-long, multi-pronged approach when it comes to bullying. And I want parents to understand how important they're the most important part to this prickly puzzle. And that's why it's super important that we have these open and honest conversations with our kids from young. Because bullying actually, there's evidence that bullying starts as young as kindergarten. You would never think that a kindergartner would be able to do something like that. But there are many teachable moments, whether it be through a children's show that they see on YouTube or on TV. Let's explore the themes that are being discussed there. Or maybe I don't like the way this person's speaking to that person in the show. Let's talk a bit more about that. But in essence, we have to have these conversations. It has to be brought to light so that we can all be part of the solution.
Talking about solutions, I mean, in our previous podcast with our previous expert, we talked about the types of bullying. We talked about a few statistics. And I mean, I don't know if I want to know more numbers because it's really heartbreaking for me to even understand that this is what's happening. But in your opinion, who would need to click onto your platform with Knock of the Night to understand and see? I mean, what are the signs and symptoms or what do we look out for as parents when our children are being bullied?
Sure. So nobody is immune to bullying, whether it be a child or an adult. Unfortunately, it happened to me as an adult. So it is important for us to be aware that this is happening around us. It is not a rite of passage. I want to repeat that. No child should be exposed to any kind of bullying. It's aggressive and it has deep psychological scars that come with it that affect their futures and their abilities to develop healthy, wholesome, personal, romantic, and professional relationships down the line. So I would encourage anybody that works with kids, have kids, aunties and uncles, to explore my books as well on knockothenight.co.za and the related material, because we can only work through this if we are coming educated, be aware, be empowered with the tools that we need to overcome this. And to your question about what are the signs and symptoms, there are several things to look out for. On a physical level, we need to look out for any unexplained injuries or bruises or torn clothing, a reluctance to be in certain areas where bullying might have taken place. On an emotional, behavioral level, how are their sleeping patterns? Are they having nightmares? Do they have anxiety? Their eating patterns, have those changed as well? Academic performance tends to decline if there's bullying involved. And then difficulty maintaining friendships on a social level. Or making friends at least to start. So it is important for us to realize that it's very deep, it's very long lasting. I've spoken to people who are in their 70s that were bullied as kids in primary school, and they remember it. They have the same visceral emotional reaction to it as they did the day it happened to them. So it's vital that we all step in and use the variety of tools that are so easily accessible at our fingertips these days to help uplift and empower our children.
I love the fact that on many of these conversations this week that we've had, even though we want to empower our children, we have to empower ourselves first in
Yes.
order to to teach and to experience and then to learn from them. In a digital age where communication is vital, so we communicate with child communicates with us, we spend time with baby, we nurture, we create trust. Our children are on devices. We've done many conversations around digital and phone time and mm-hmm. how phones are not all bad and, you know, mm-hmm. but what role do we play in terms of cyberbullying? How can we, I'll tell you what happened to me recently. My child gets phone time over the weekend and we see it as an incentive and it was time for her phone time. And I said to her, you know what? And she was with me when I said to her, let's have a look through your phone. And subsequently, a WhatsApp number was loaded and I happened to manage three of the conversations because other than Oma and Opa that she has access to, two of the friends or three of the friends got hold of this number and they were now communicating with my child. Mm-hmm. Now she's 9 and I don't want her to be on WhatsApp with friends. Mm-hmm. And I limited it immediately. But I mean, one doesn't always know until you know, you know. Correct. What role do we play in helping and preventing bullying? One of it is I learned that I must empower myself. What else can you add to that?
Absolutely. So again, teachable moments, when we see it in the media, things happening. We just had the Super Bowl here in America, as you might know, and one of the players happened to target his own coach and be in his face and manhandled him. And that became was a wildfire across social media. And that sparked of conversations between parents and their children. So it is important when these opportunities arise to discuss them. And it is important for parents to realize that there are various apps that can help you manage the communications that come and go, the access to specific apps as well. Big Tech, I see that they are working hard towards protecting children. And I'm so thrilled to hear that you do spend that time with your child to discuss, to go through the phone first of all and to discuss it. Because at the end of the day, a child is still a child until the age of 18. You know, legally. So it is important for parents to have the courage to look into this. I had a mum come up to me. She was distraught. She didn't know what was going on with her tween. Tween had her own cell phone. And one night, this person, the mom, happened to go for dinner, and a string of messages came flooding into her phone. And fortunately for her, she had connected her cell phone to the iPad at home. And that's when she realized what was going on, because all these bullying memes and messages were coming in. And this mom left the dinner, went straight home to address the situation. And the following day had a meeting with the principal at school to remedy the situation. And that's another point I'd like to highlight here. For parents who have children in school, please build a healthy, strong relationship with your child's teacher, with the school body as well, because your school doesn't want to see a child being hurt, your child being hurt in any way. So build that relationship up with them. Understand the school policies and procedures, their code of conduct, and be very aware of changes, subtle changes that are happening with your child. That's part of us being educated and empowered as adults, whether we're parents or aunties or uncles or grandparents. Often we have grandparents stepping in to help. Build that relationship so that if anything had to happen, we can nip it in the bud and swiftly remedy that. Because at the end of the day, I want parents to also understand a bully, it's a very heavy label for a child to be labeled with, to be burdened with. Oftentimes, if you look at their story, there's something very sad and very painful going on. So let's get to it. Let's understand what's going on and get each party the help that they need as swiftly as possible.
So exciting with Knockwood the Knight being our main character. And I want to know, in the book, does Noko ever experience shame because he hurt someone's feelings? Like, What do we do with moms who are the parent of the bully? Often we talk about the victim and people want to know, but who is the victim really? Is it the child that's being bullied, or is it the child going through really difficult circumstance? What message do we want to put out there to moms whose child is the fire starter, who's the
Good
one
question.
who is creating the Who's creating the rife because they actually just want to be seen?
To answer your first question about Noko, yes, he does experience shame in the book. I don't want to give too much away. And he has to go and face his friends because, school starts at sunset at Nature's Night School, and his friends are wondering, what's going on here between you and Inyoka. So he has to face the consequences in a very loving and compassionate setting. And I'll let you read the rest. But coming back to the moms and dads whose child is acting out, I would ask other parents, as sensitive as the matter may be, to try and offer some space or hold space for some compassion for that child until we truly understand what's going on there, and to be able to help them. It's only going to add fuel to the flame if everybody comes in attacking the person who's bullying, the child that's bullying, and their family. Let's have it mediated. If it's happening on school grounds with the school, let's solve it together. And I understand that it may sound easier said than done, but at the end of the day, there's clearly some prickly issues going on there that need to be uncovered and resolved as sensitively as possible. And it is possible to get this resolved. Conflict resolution skills can be taught at schools through social emotional literacy curriculums such as Knock of the Nights. But yes, I think we need to learn to hold some space for each other. We're all living in very trying times globally. I do believe most parents are doing their absolute best with what they've got. So we need to come together collectively and get this sorted out together.
Not to compare, but I mean, having lived in both countries, where do you think it is more prominent? We hear a lot about the USA and the access that children have to all kinds of things. In South Africa, we are labeled as this amazing country, but people have a lot to say about how violent it can get or how negatively we approach some things, So not to be negative nanny or to try and harper too much on statistics. Do you think it's an issue globally when having lived in both cities?
Absolutely. It's very unfortunate. As I mentioned, we're living in very stressful times. Kids are at a younger age getting access to technology. A lot of kids don't have parents that are as involved and on top of things when it comes to the responsible use of technology. But we're seeing it across the board with globalization. As you may ha know, with the influx of members of different parts of the world, it can be difficult to assimilate those cultures and belief systems that come with them as they come into a Western world or into a new world. And often that's a challenge. We have different generations as well who feel, oh, bullying needs to be handled this way, So to answer your question, it is rampant worldwide. I'm hearing it from parents in Europe, Australia, South Africa, and obviously here in the US where I'm working. And that's why it's so important that we consistently bring awareness to this and understand that there is help available to those parties that need the help.
Well, Eleni, I can say one thing that you are definitely bringing a global solution to a global problem. Being so far away and still be able to spread some positivity in South Africa and in the world at large, I'm extremely proud. And it's wonderful having your books in my house in both English and in Afrikaans. So thank you so much for to your team for sending me some.
I
And you.
absolutely
You on Baby Brunch can also take part in this experience. On our biography page, you'll see Eleni Theodoro. You'll also see the link to the website, and you will be able to meet Noko the Knight. He is the cutest little thing, but oh boy. Does he land into hot water because he's got so much to learn? Eleni is an advocate for anti-bullying, and it has been an honor chatting to her. Find out more details about Knock of the Night on knockofthenight.co.za.
This podcast was supported by Epimax Baby and Junior. Epimax Baby and Junior is dermatologist approved, free of artificial colorants and fragrances, and is safe to use from birth. Touch, nourish, love your child's skin with Epimax Baby and Junior. Available from leading pharmacies and retail stores.